It's the 45th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Kyle.
I'm Holly.
And I'm...
Aw, you Kevin. Fucked it up.
Do we even clap? Did we even clap this one?
We don't need to clap it. Well, there's only one I'm using.
different setup this week.
Where are we, Kevin?
Once again? Wait, what? Are we talking to me or you?
You.
Wait, I'm the only Kevin. Sorry, I'm all mixed up now. Yeah, this week we are back where we filmed episode... 18, and we're back at our parents' home.
Did you just make up that episode number? Because I don't think it was 18.
I think it was 20-something.
Yeah.
It was 20-something.
Whatever. Don't fact-check. Nobody fact-checks these.
Yes, we are in Spokane, Washington, because Washington. Kyle and Kevin's parents live here, and it was Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Today's Black Friday.
Oh, boy.
Oh, surprising.
Why was it called Black Friday? There's a reason.
Because it puts companies into the black and not from the
right,
red.
Right, yeah. Right. So they're making money again.
Yes.
Oh.
I always thought it was like a dark day. Like they call it Black Friday.
Plague.
Yeah, yeah. Like something
someone
like
someone spread the
like
plague.
Something really depressing, you know? Like, oh, God.
Well, there's a lot of riots these days still going on Black
was
Friday.
Was there this year?
I saw a video of something happened in Walmart, but it could have been last year.
No, it was mom steals or parent steals thing from kid, like a kid.
Oh, no way. A kid had
like
it in their hand?
Sprinting into Walmart. Well, it was like someone tackled like this mound of stuff, and this kid had one, and then this mom just goes, boom, mine, and just takes it from the kid.
Wait, was that what it was?
Yeah.
I thought they were fighting over TV. That was two ladies fighting over TV.
Oh, that's old.
That's old.
Okay, no. Okay, yeah.
That one's really funny, though. One, and there's like a guy that just like walks in the middle of it or something with the TV. I don't know. It's pretty funny.
The one that happened today was a mom stealing, I shouldn't say a mom, a lady stealing from a child.
That is horrible.
Yeah.
It is.
I don't understand it. I don't understand why that many people. I mean, we used to do that, but we didn't go like that crazy. We'd like grab two things and be out, done. That's it, you know?
We had smaller needs.
Yeah. I mean, the only time I've done Black Friday, I was getting towels. So.
Gotta get
remember
the
that? Oh, he's yeah, like, he's right. Like, we were in line, and he's like, are you looking for anything specific on the map? And I was like, towels? And he's staring at me, and I was like...
Oh, yeah, that's the year we got a bunch of crap from
Target.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So, last week we talked about how Arda was having a crazy Black Friday sale.
Yes.
Someone was talking about it on our YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And they said, I was on Arda's site to order a few of the silky wigs right when it went live, and they had so much traffic, the site went down. It took me 45 minutes to order 3 wigs. The chain of comments on Facebook from last night during the crash was hilarious.
Oh, jeez.
I mean...
As expected.
It should have been expected. They probably got more servers for this sale. So this sale was, like, all week, and it was, like, 50% off.
Okay.
Which is, like...
Pretty
crazy, yeah. So I feel like once you're announcing that, you need to be like, buy all the servers.
Yeah, buy more space.
Yeah, get everything. Yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, even Sephora though, which is like an international company, doesn't even do that. Like they're like they like announce something, and then once it goes live, the site crashes. It's like, come on, Sephora.
Yeah, you just gotta hope that you're the one people that got the order in.
It's like luck of the draw. You know?
Yeah.
Kevin and I were gonna
buy Miku tickets.
Miku tickets that. 3D holographic girl
does
concerts.
Yeah, yeah. She was at the Wamu Theater.
And it went live at 9, and Kevin and I clicked it at the same time, and Kevin got in, and mine was like, you need to wait 8 minutes.
Yeah,
it's like you're in line.
I didn't even know what I was doing. One of my friends
Kevin was just
like, oh, I'm going to think about Miku tickets. I googled Miku Wamu, and I just clicked it, and I was like, would you like to buy tickets?
Sure.
I was like, oh, okay,
and Kevin's
whatever.
Like, well, do you want me to buy tickets or not? Because I'm in. And I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, I didn't even know what I was doing. I just pushed it, and I was like, oh. Please.
That's how it is, though,
VIP.
With everything like that. It's like, it just, you know, you can both click it at the same time and only one of you gets in. But that's, I don't know, we didn't, but I only got one thing for Black Friday and it was on the internet.
Yeah, I didn't order anything.
Well, something for photography.
Wigs.
Well,
you didn't tell me that.
Text message. Yeah. So,
we pretty
there's,
much-
oh.
Never mind. We pretty much got everything that we needed.
Yeah.
We've already had it all. We haven't needed anything special.
It's just, yeah. I don't know. It's kind of sad that, like, Warblow wasn't on sale. And, like, I don't know. Your mom handed me the Joann's thing yesterday, the booklet to see their sales, but it was just, like, on fleece. And I was like, I don't want fleece. Who wants fleece? Go away, Joann's.
You don't want to make pajamas?
I guess not. Cosplay pajamas.
That'd be kind of
like Frozen,
cool.
Hello Kitty. Oh, you could just make like patchwork pajamas with everything.
Oh, jeez.
Anyways, so some cosplay wigs are shiny, and people don't like that. So you, a thing you could do that Rebecca and I tried that didn't work on her wig because she bought like a $2 wig was you can dunk it in fabric softener overnight and then you just let it dry and it makes it dull. But like nice.
The fabric softener was to make it untangled.
No, that's that the wig, the almond, the oil stuff.
Coconut butter.
I don't know what it's called. But I guess someone was messing around with dry shampoo and you can do it that way too.
Interesting.
We'll have Which to makes do. Sense because it takes the shine out of
your hair.
Yeah. Regular hair.
Yeah, but it pulls but
that's
oil.
That's oil.
That's not really like,
I don't know. I saw the pictures.
Enamel sheen.
Let us know if you want us to buy a wig and test this.
The thing with the pictures I saw, so the thing with dry shampoo is it's a lot of it's just white. So it's better for people with lighter hair. But they have tinted ones, but the tinted ones are just like natural hair colors, right? So they have like white and then like a blonde, like a darker blonde color.
Shampoo is
dry shampoo.
I didn't know that.
And then there's like brown and there's black. So I guess for wigs, you could only use like natural colored ones. Cause I feel like if you did the white, it would like fade it a little bit.
I would imagine.
Like even on my hair, when I use it, it like fades it a little bit. So I don't know if it would work very well. It's very specific to certain colors. Sure. I guess I could try it on one of my wigs.
Yeah, I mean, because, what's the worst that could happen? I mean, it's like a $50 wig. It's like...
I guess you probably just wash it out, I feel like. Is that it's just, it's just dry shampoo.
How are you supposed to take care of wigs? Do you wash wigs?
I don't know. I mean, okay, think about Costco wigs. A lot of them are styled. Are you going to wash a styled wig?
Yeah.
No.
Well, okay, fine.
God, Kyle.
Tell us more about your... But do people that wear wigs regularly wash wigs? That's my question.
I would assume so. If you're like wearing it like every day, you would wash it. But I'm talking... This
wig
is,
washer
this,
fluid.
This is... I bet there is.
Straight on there. Call it good.
Some sort of wig shampoo. This is... I was just aiming this at cosplayers who wear wigs like for one day. And then maybe 6 months later, they wear it again. So...
Okay.
It's just because some wigs are shiny and people don't like that because it makes it look more unrealistic.
Interesting.
But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Fair That's kind of cool. That's a good idea.
Yeah. I know. I thought it was too. Yeah. And I was like, hey, cool.
I mean, I guess it more or less like removes like the plasticky kind of look, you know, that you might get from some things.
You're talking into the side of the mic.
Oh, no. So I was a little quiet. I'm sorry. Is it echoey in here?
It's a little echoey. It's like,
hello.
Yeah, so you'll pick up.
Oh, well.
I think.
Not a big deal.
Yeah. Normally I drink alcohol on the podcast, but...
You what?
Well, what? I mean adult water.
Diet Dr. Pepper.
Diet Dr.
Pepper. Diet Dr. Aww.
You're still in a red can today, and it's unfrozen this time.
Sorry, that was loud.
Wow.
Sorry, I forgot I like to freeze stuff and then drink it awkwardly. Yeah, I'm off my game today because I don't have vodka in my system. I mean, I could.
You could have.
Wow, but I've been drinking for like three days in a row now.
Is vodka in her system?
No.
It just makes me a little more loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
And you guys are just staring at me today. Yes.
Well,
like,
it's because you're leading the discussion.
Yeah, exactly.
Some of us didn't prepare very well today.
Exactly. We would talk about Black Friday.
We would just be...
Wow. Black Friday was so lame. It was. I mean, whatever. It was just like, should we just go to Target?
Yeah.
I mean, I bought a fucking Christmas tree. That's what I did on Black Friday.
Yeah. And we walked around and got Red Robins.
I mean, the Christmas tree was on sale, but I don't know if it was Black Friday or if it was just Target.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure the stuff that I bought today was not on special sale. It was just on regular sale because it said starts the 26th, which was yesterday, which was Thanksgiving, actually.
Maybe. Well, Black Friday starts on Thanksgiving, okay, I think, fine. Now. I think,
yeah,
right?
It's like 5 p.m. Kind of it's like 5 p.m. Thanksgiving day. It's so stupid.
Your dad so wanted to go last night.
I think he was like, just bored.
At like 9, he's like, let's go. And we're like, no.
Yeah.
We're not going.
Luckily, something derailed him. But, yeah. And the
door.
Chances are he will come back with a TV, I'm going to say
You
that.
Think so today?
I think so. Why? What?
Because he's bored. He said, I don't have enough TVs. He literally said that the first minute we walked in the house.
I kind of egged him on the other night.
Did you?
So downstairs they have this entertainment center there's this TV, but the entertainment center has this huge gaps around the TV. Like
it's very 90s style.
Yes, because it needs to be filled. And I looked at him and I was like, Rick, what's up with this tiny TV? And he's like, oh, it's big enough. And I was like, no, it doesn't fill the gaps. And he's like, I know. Like I planted the seed.
The seed's probably
gonna grow. And then he started like staring at it like, it does need to be filled.
Oh, you know my dad about filling.
Gross.
Anyways, yeah. What are the good deals are going on right now? Amazon.com?
I don't know.
Nothing great.
Nothing
on
really. I mean, to me, like I said
unless
before.
Unless you need something specifically, there's no reason to.
I mean, Chromecast was a good deal.
Yeah, Chromecast's not bad right now.
Hey, Kevin and I recommend it. If you,
you can't buy it on Amazon,
the capacity.
Yeah, they stopped carrying it on Amazon.
Because Amazon's.
Has their own.
Because, Amazon has the Fire or whatever. Oh, but
I want to try the Fire TV at some point.
Yeah. So does Kevin.
Let's open another.
But speaking of Amazon,
oh,
you can visit elitecosplay.com/Amazon to visit our affiliate link. Any purchase you make gives us a small kickback, and with those kickbacks, we get...
It just helps us out.
Helps us
make more videos.
More videos out there.
Because I do have one that I'm supposed to be making, and it takes time.
It does. So if you are planning to purchase something from Amazon, go to elitecosplay.com/Amazon, and that will contain our affiliate code.
And I will give you air kisses. Mwah. And Kyle's thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
So Kevin and I have been getting... emails.
Yeah, lots of questions and emails.
Surprisingly a lot. I was actually more than last year. And Facebook pokes about...
Facebook pokes.
I don't know what to call... comments, sorry.
Facebook pokes. That's a long time.
I forgot that Facebook pokes exist.
It still exists. I think I have a list of... Remember
what I think you and I used to poke each other. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Poke is a thing like 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
Oh,
now.
God. That was like 7 years ago. I don't even think you can like actively...
Oh, yeah,
you have
poke
to like...
Still.
But it's like hidden. Yeah, you have to dig to find it. About what cons we're going to for 2016. And Kevin and I have been trying to figure it out for a while because usually we go to a con in the first quarter of the season, and this year is not looking like we're doing that.
Just because
there's not a lot happening in winter, and the one that we would probably go to just is a little more difficult. And
if they just move, then we want to see what happens.
Well, not that. I was talking about Katsuko.
Oh,
really?
I was talking
really
about ALA.
Yeah,
hey, it might be interesting for ALA because they moved to
Ontario. But I'm just not into it.
Oh, Ontario. Ooh,
no, Ontario, California.
Oh,
but okay. It's funny because when you write it, it's Ontario, CA, like Ontario, Canada. Yeah. I wonder how much. I mean,
interesting.
I know it doesn't get confused because zip codes and stuff, but when people just look at it, they're like, "What?
Hey, I live in Ontario."
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm coming to visit you.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what convention are you guys going to? It's like we're not in Canada at all. We're down in LA or down in California.
It's actually like an hour outside of LA.
Okay. Yeah.
So basically, still part of LA.
Yeah. It is.
It's got a different airport though, and that's the main reason why we don't want to go.
Yeah, the airport there is really small, so we could either fly into LA and like drive an hour, which is boo hockey, or
fly
take connections, like go to like Salt Lake, and then it's just a lot.
It's a huge hassle.
Yeah, it's not, and we're like
charter a jet.
Yeah,
yeah, we're right.
Like, not
so buy from us, and we can charter jets,
or we can get our motorhome.
We could get
our motorhome.
Mom already yelled at us. I already pitched that idea to her. She said,
"Did we talk about our van thing on this podcast?
Maybe.
I feel like we did.
Probably not
van thing."
So Kevin and I, you know how they have those like nice van, like the Mercedes vans that are like tall,
oh, the big,
like,
yeah,
like
the
with a bed vans. In the back. Yeah.
The Sprinter vans.
Yeah. And so Kevin and I were like, well, we'll just like put everything into storage, buy a $100,000 van and just travel the country. Like,
or
just
a
live
motor
in the van.
Home. Let's
once you get a motor
van.
Home.
Sorry, a motorhome. Not like an Astro van.
Yeah.
No,
it's a motorhome with like a kitchen and a shower and a toilet and a bed.
I don't think you fit all that in a Sprinter. That'd be really tight in this.
Well, I would probably have a trailer pulled behind it with all the other stuff. I already planned all this.
Yeah. And so we kind of
did the
lightly told Kevin's mom, and she just looks at us and goes, "No." That's all she said.
That's what she does. You guys need to go whole hog and get like a 40-footer. Get a big old 40-footer.
Well, I don't even know where to put that.
So the problem is,
it's not you put it anywhere. It's called driving that everywhere.
Just
it's
constantly driving. No sleep. Just driving.
Can't drive. Can't stop.
It's the living part is what makes that part. It makes the 40-footer difficult. So
because we learned
legally,
that living or sleeping
in your vehicle
is illegal in a lot of cities.
Well, cities, then you can sleep outside the city.
That's not convenient though.
But you think a cop really is gonna like come up to you if you're there for 2 days and it's like, "Sir, you need to stop sleeping in this car."
I feel like you would have to be doing it for a while for people to A, notice, and B, get annoyed by
it.
It could
just be like a Sprinter van parked on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah,
I guess.
Okay.
Blacked out windows, like nothing's happening in here.
Right. Well, people there's a subreddit dedicated to it. And people were talking about stealth builds, so it just looks like a car.
Yeah, they call it stealth building, and it's because I think it's also because people plug in to certain areas where they're not supposed to. Yeah. So I think anyways.
Yes. So sorry. We derailed pretty far off that.
Most of the first quarter of the year is going to be nothing. We might need to like hook up with people and do private shoots because I'm going to get bored. so here's the list.
So that leads us to late Q1, basically.
Yeah.
March.
Basically, all the cons were like 90% sure we're going to. This whole list is about 90%. So it's SakuraCon, Emerald City Comic Con, A-Con, which is in Dallas, Anime Expo, Otaku-thon, Otakon, and KomoriCon. And we might add or subtract from that.
Yes, but that's
the basic list for the year. And that's just what we decided would be money-wise smart and exploration smart. We like to add stuff.
It's Dallas. I mean, I don't think you've been there yet, have you?
No, we haven't.
Yeah. Is it Dallas?
It is Dallas.
Dallas.
It seems like it would be Austin because it's called A-Con, but it's Dallas. A-Con and ColossalCon were battling it out, but I think I'm kind of leaning towards A-Con. I don't know why, but that's fine. ColossalCon on this list.
I have a lot of friends in the Tejas, in that Tejas triangle.
That's right. Yeah. You need to talk to Donut.
Anyways. So that's about it, I think. So I will be making a cute little graphic for this that we post. But we've been getting a lot of emails, actually.
Yeah, like a little picture of you guys flying around with the dates and stuff on the map.
I know. Like, can Kevin be the airplane and I'll be sitting on top of
like JJ the jet plane or whatever.
Oh, God, that's so scary. I hated that show.
All right, we'll Photoshop my face on the 47. And then Holly will be riding, startling.
Okay, we need to do this now.
That's fine.
You're over promising, and I'm afraid we're going to underdeliver. So now we have to do it.
It's going to have it. Kevin's face is JJ the jet plane. That's what it's going to be.
We'll use my face.
That show was scary, right?
That show was a bit weird.
I'm not the only
weird.
One.
It was a bit weird. Scary.
Well, because it was like Thomas with the
yes.
faces.
Yeah. On the front of
but
it.
But JJ's were, I feel like, more real because it was flesh-toned versus like...
Oh, yeah. Thomas was like Thomas weird was colors.
Thomas it was flesh-toned.
No, they were
Thomas
gray.
Was gray. Yeah. Yeah. So you're like... you're.
It wasn't close to human, but JJ's jet plane was like flesh-toned on
But there's
the
a problem with the guy's nose is a propeller.
How does he breathe? Do they have noses? Do they breathe?
Yes.
Did Thomas the Tank
Investigation
have a nose?
Time, guys.
Yeah, I think they had noses.
Yeah, Thomas
they have to have noses.
It'd be weird. You can't be weird.
How do they hear?
Through their ears.
Where's the ears?
It's holes in the side of the
trains with faces. We're getting too far into this. We just don't need to think about it. Yeah. It, they're just trains with faces. We'll just say that's what it is.
So the airplane with the propeller is a mouth breather is what I'm getting.
He had like a mousy face,
he could,
too.
Yeah, he could breathe his nose. He just had like a,
I think, no, he had buck teeth, too,
He did buck teeth. He was a little bit behind the times in terms of air aviation.
Because he didn't have jets.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Was he like old? Like
no.
In the
no,
show?
No, he was like just a regular. He was like really.
Did they have like old planes though? I
feel
like
they had
like
an old guy.
They had like the old.
But he was like AC like.
Like the 1920s plane kind
of. Yeah, he was one of the old military like B-57s or something like that.
Oh, I remember there being an older gentleman. Anyways, got off on a tangent about JJ the jet plane.
That's our
schedule.
Happens
when I get on board. Just
in case anybody's wondering, I'll repeat it again: SakuraCon, Emerald City Comic Con, A-Con, Anime Expo, Otaku-thon.
Yep. Remember when I fucked up that one? That was funny.
Otaku-thon, Otakon, and KomoriCon.
Yeah.
So any of them in the
so
the
my and this is gonna go off. This is personal. Otaku-thon's in Montreal, and Otakon's the weekend after, so I was like, we can just go to Vermont in between.
Is that why you plan that?
That's the basis of that.
But that's not going to happen.
So you guys already discussed this.
It is going to happen.
Because, okay, all right, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I said, it is going to happen. He's just, oh, okay.
What's Kevin going to do in that time? He's just going to sit on the suitcases and kick his feet like a little six-year-old.
Well, he can work if he wants.
So wait, you guys are going to be gone a whole week?
A whole week, wow.
No, what week?
Well, ten days.
Yeah, 10 days, yeah.
Yeah.
Minimal.
That's not a big deal.
Well.
It's not a big deal, but we've... Okay, anyway.
I will book it then.
All
right. It is done.
Yeah. It has been decided. Yeah. Oh, I saw this person So some characters, people do have like full gloves, you know, like obviously people don't really have the technology to make gloves with the boops so you can the use capacitive your phone
fingers. Yes.
Yeah. Cause when you're wearing gloves, you can't use your phone, right?
Sure. Some. Yeah.
So this person made this cool thing where I don't know how to describe, you know, like when you buy like a snowboarding jacket and then the fabric comes out and goes over your hooks over your thumb. So it's like that. So you put the glove on first and then you pull the fabric over it, around it. What's that thing called? Do you know?
Like the thumb lock or something like that?
Thumb lock?
Monkey paw?
Monkey paw?
That's what my jacket. My jacket has it. It's just like an inner sleeve.
It just goes over your thumb. Yeah. Or like, right. It loops over your thumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she puts the glove on and then puts the loop on. So then if she wants to text or something, all she has to do is like take the glove off and then be like, boop, boop.
Wait, I don't know.
Hold on a second. That doesn't make sense.
Hang on. There was some. I'm saying it wrong.
Hold on. I will.
I'm saying it wrong.
So, glove and then loop. So the loop is on top of the glove right now. How do you get the glove?
I think the glove's on top of the loop. Ugh.
But hang on. The loop.
I'm leaving.
Oh, God.
Okay, anyway.
So we've lost her.
An easier solution to this is to buy conductive thread.
Which is not that expensive.
Yeah. Adafruit.com sells conductive thread, and if you just sew it through your thumb patch, it will touch your thumb and then touch the outside, and you can use your phone. So
Amazing. If
you're making gloves and want to use it, that's a tech tip.
Pro tip.
How do you open gloves? Pro tip.
Control T to open a tab and control...
X button.
Shift. W. Control W, sorry. Control
you should have brought your mic over with you, then you've been talking all the time. Off screen.
Just close the whole thing.
Oh, God. So Holly doesn't use computers. She uses that Unix or something like that, I think.
God. I was trying to find the link I had. Anyways, I just messed that whole thing up. But anyways, it made it easier so you didn't have to fully take like the whole glove off just to use your cell phone. And I fucked it up. So now I'm not going to talk about it.
But that's okay. We gave a tech tip. I gave a tech tip on how to get around it.
Exactly.
How to get around what?
The conductive thread.
Yeah. Oh. So they sell conductive thread. Yeah. And if you just stitch a couple patches around your thumb, you can use
it. Like a hobo thumb.
Yeah. It'll just be like a little square of conductive.
On the one side?
On your thumb, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can use it.
How much is that, though?
It's only a couple bucks for like a spool of it.
Yeah. I guess if you make a lot of gloved characters, that would be worth it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or, kind of you, can
or
also,
you could take your gloves and modify them.
Yeah.
Or
you can also, like, if you want to sew in LEDs and stuff, you can just, instead of running wires through your shirt, you can just use the conductive thread as the wire.
Yeah. See?
Whoa.
That's what it's for, really.
Deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's for wearable fabric stuff.
But the conductive thread makes it the cell phone needs.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, I mean, yeah. So, I mean, it only matters. I mean, the phone only cares if it's... like a conductive, it's capacitive. Right. Anyway, science. I don't want to break
too technical.
Yeah.
Well, I ruined it, but Kevin saved it. Thank you, Kevin.
No problem. Adafruit.com. That's where I get my stuff from.
What's it called?
Adafruit. Adafruit.
I thought you said eight a fruit.
Oh,
and I was like, did you?
Adafruit, something like that. It's ADA. Adafruit.
Well, there you go, peeps. Yes. Conductive thread.
If you want for gloves that makes touches, get that.
That makes touches. Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll do a video about like
how
all that stuff works. Yeah.
That would be a really good idea.
Maybe a Raspberry Pi controlled something or another.
Jesus.
Raspberry Pi is getting a little too crazy. Yeah. Did you hear about the
$5 Raspberry Pi. Just as strong as my Raspberry Pi.
Do you want to put into really simple terms for people who don't know what Raspberry Pi is? It's a computer you can play with.
It's very small, compact, it's like this big.
The core stuff is the same as like a phone, like an Android phone. So it's got the same processor and stuff like that. So it's a really
powerful machine. You can program it to do things like LEDs.
Yes, yeah. LED. I mean, it's really powerful. You can use it to do a lot of
stuff. It's an advanced Arduino board.
It is.
Yeah. So is the $5 one like less powerful?
No, it's as powerful as the one that I have that I paid $60 for
at my
5 years ago.
I shelved a Raspberry Pi for kids.
Yes. You can run Minecraft on that thing.
A lot of kids are into Raspberry Pi right now, like doing it themselves.
Really?
I read that book,
man,
and I said, I only.
We are. I feel like an old fogey right now.
I read that book. I opened it, and I was like, I didn't learn how to do this until it was my junior year in college.
Yeah.
Like, and they're teaching kids how to do this.
We're fogies, guys.
We are going to be fogies. We're going to be like Dad. And you, and not knowing why the network isn't
Kyle's
working.
Kyle's so depressed. Hit the
look on
his face. Is like,
no, hold on.
Anyway.
You messed up. No, anyway.
I didn't miss it.
All right, this is another discussion for a more personal
This
podcast.
Is a brother fight. fight. Yeah.
Finish it, Kyle.
You want to know what happened?
No, no. You. Oh, she said the fight, fight.
Oh.
Fight.
Oh, guess, guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's funny. I'm not going to say kiss, kiss to my brother or not.
Yeah. So.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Are you working on any cosplays, though? Are you going to go as anything, Holly?
Oh, my glob. I just talked about this last week.
Sorry, Kyle. You missed out on that one.
I am starting a cosplay because Kevin looked at me the other day and said, "You don't make cosplay." And I said, "Is that a challenge, motherfucker?" So we're filming me doing the cosplay, and it's basically going to be called like The Adventures of a Shitty Cosplayer or something like that.
I see. That's what you're doing.
And then I'm going to be the other side of really nice cosplayer. And then I'm going to buy that 3D.
Have you ever decided if you're going to make Kevin a Vash cosplay because he's tall and lanky just like Vash?
He doesn't look like Vash, though.
But you can make tall... No cosplayer ever looks like the person they're cosplaying.
I thought Kevin and I were going to do a gender swap John Smith and Pocahontas.
Did we ever say that out loud to somebody? Or that's just been something we've been talking
about? I think that's been something we've been mumbling to ourselves.
That's just been your fantasy.
It has. He just wants to sing "Can You Paint With All the Colors of the Wind."
I think he just wants to like have like a loincloth on and not look weird.
He does. But he wants to get swole for it. So. Yeah,
that's half the battle.
Pocahontas is so you're going to be like that kind of genderman. We're just a massive...
Well, it's weird because I kind of imagine him as like, you know, Cocoam.
Yeah, Cocoam, exactly.
But like Pocahontas. And Cocoam was pretty buff, yeah. So.
Oh, I thought Kevin was going to be like the pug or something like that.
Can I be the hummingbird? Or no, the raccoon. The raccoon! Come on. The raccoon is way better than the pug.
The pug's there.
The pug is like snooty for a while until the end, and then he becomes friends with the raccoon.
Says the snootiest person in the room.
Oh!
Just... Now you're a raccoon. Sorry for those that are listening. I wiped black makeup all over her face.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we'll call you Bandit.
Bandit.
What's his name? Does he have a name? He has a name.
He's called the raccoon.
No, he has a name, I thought. Because the hummingbird. Oh, God. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes. We go down.
Anyway.
Someone. Oh, I don't have the screen up anymore, but I'll link it. They wrote. Basically, it's called The Good, the Bad, the Ugly about Art of Wigs, because Art of Wigs gets a lot of love.
Yes.
And I've given it a lot of love.
Yes.
Just because they're high quality and thick. Mm-hmm. Basically, they were just saying there's possibly better wigs out there than just Arda. You don't need to be so stigmatized by Arda, I guess.
Okay.
They were just basically talking about Arda's strong points and Arda's very weak points and stuff like that. So if you want to check that out, we'll link it. Basically, the bad points were like... China. The classic wigs tangle really easy, like way easier than other wigs actually do. And there's weird fibers at the top that are for thickness, but they kind of look like weird, straggly, coarse things that I guess people, you know, you want more like smooth, right? I don't know.
Not sure.
Those were the 2 points I saw because I was kind of curious. I was like, what's wrong with the wigs? Let me look. But those were kind of the two things. But yeah, I mean, they're not like horrible.
Right.
But the long wig does get crazy. I had it and I was like, Jesus.
Isn't that one of your first reviews? Was it with a long wig from them, I think?
Yeah.
We review a lot of Arda wigs.
I think one of the first reviews they did was a Le Tigre. I don't know what it's called.
El Tigre.
It's probably, yeah, I'm saying it wrong. I'm not very good at languages. But yeah. So we'll link that.
Okay.
I just want to talk about that. That was on my list of things to talk about. We stayed pretty on topic today, mostly, sometimes.
Yeah.
Proud of ourselves.
We're like, a little bit. Yeah.
That's what we were doing.
Usually we just go off into La La Land. Yeah.
As usual. Well, today we are in a different environment, so that's what it probably is. And there's less adult water around.
Yeah, maybe it's the adult water that throws me off.
More the Coke. The,
by Coke. The Coca-Cola is keeping me on track. And Kyle's here.
I haven't been on in a while.
You haven't been on in a while, like, and Rebecca hasn't been on in like a month, so it's been me and Kevin this whole time.
Yeah, it's been, I haven't been on in like 3 months. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I've been busy with other things.
It has been a while. Yeah. But I'm glad you joined us. Yeah. Instead of sitting 2 feet away on the couch.
I've been watching football.
I'm watching football.
Yes. Footballs.
Football Americano.
Yeah.
Anyways.
All right.
I'm done.
That's it.
You guys have a good Thanksgiving.
It was okay. The H appearance has kind of ruined everything, but
the what?
Okay.
H, me.
Yeah.
Holly.
Oh.
Initially, it was going to be a
is it going to be a KK party?
Yeah, and then now it's just a KK party with appearances by H.
Yeah.
but
I ruined it. But yeah. I did make bomb mac and cheese.
Yeah, that was
so
quite popular.
Suck it.
That was quite popular.
Cranberry juice, cranberry sauce.
That was good. Delicious. That was good. Yeah, everything was good.
Yeah. Oh. And we had beef instead of turkey, which is
turning into the standard nowadays.
Yeah, I think. Great idea.
Well, especially because there's been the turkey thing that's went on this year.
What happened?
Like, there was like a sickness with some turkeys. I guess some of them were just dying. A whole bunch of them were just dying. And so there's a quote unquote shortage, but it was just because.
No shortage of turkeys.
It was just like there was people being overly cautious because there's a lot of turkeys in the pot. So.
Yeah, yeah, well, suck it, turkey.
Yeah,
so the bird. Not
pretty
the
good. Pretty good. How was your Thanksgiving, Holly?
It was great.
What'd you do?
I ate a lot of food.
Too much?
Yeah, I had too much, but it was good.
Yeah, we had lots of fun.
I mean, we had Costco rolls.
Yeah,
which is like the bomb.
Yeah.
So, all right, we will. Don't forget to follow us on social media, at Elite Cosplay, except for Twitter, which is. At @elite_cosplay, where we update a lot and things I forget to talk about on the podcast. And don't forget to go to elitecosplay.com/Amazon if you want to support us.
Yep.
So we'll see you guys next time for the 46th episode. Oh, by the way, for like the 52nd episode, you have to come and we'll like pop champagne.
Why?
Because it's a year.
One year episode.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Ish.
I'll buy another one.
we'll get it.
We'll get some more.
Yeah. Yes. Anyways.
All right.
Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.